This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, July 20th. While wheat continues its upward trend in Monday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was a little bit higher. North America stocks are tightening, and that's because of the Pacific Northwest and into Canada. The canola markets were limit up. They're going to be reducing that crop size for wheat and canola. Those kind of things are really affecting the market. And I think that crop reduction due to the extended 100 plus degree temperatures could really affect the rest of the crops in the U.S. We're expecting that heat dome to move almost into the Midwest area. Those kind of temperatures really can be devastating to some of the crops that we have. So we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 5.25 at 697.5. September corn was unchanged at 556. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 770 to 8 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 0.75 points, ranging from 747.25 to 757.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 6.5, ranging from 991.75 to 1014.75. Live cattle for August were up 7.5 cents at 120.25. August feeder cattle was up $1.75.5 to 157.37.5. And July class 3 milk was down a penny at 1659. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.